Catherine Sebier, the former state president of AARP in North Carolina. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing good this morning. And AARP, you're very much involved in this legislation that I understand has been already filed as two separate bills in the State House and in the State Senate.
You're right. So this bill is called the Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Definitions Bill. And you might wonder why you would say that would save money. But we have a shortage of health care providers in North Carolina doing the level of work that they're able to do. And so by passing this bill, which is now it's in its fifth iteration, I must say, we're going to see nurses be able to practice to the full extent of their license. And that could save us, it's estimated, between $650 million to a few billion dollars a year here in North Carolina.
Now, North Carolina Work and Save, I understand that's setting up some automatic withdrawals?
Yes. Work and Save is our bill that allows us to have employees who do not have a formal retirement plan to save for that automatically with an automatic deduction.
You know, we have seen, Catherine, an evolution in retirement over the years that I've been in this business, which is approaching a half century now. And originally we had a lot of defined benefit programs, the old-fashioned pensions, and then there was a shift over more likely to the 401k type situation. But there's so many people who don't have any type of retirement plan at all through their work.
You're right. And, you know, so many people work in smaller businesses where their employer doesn't offer a plan, but is more than able to help them by deducting their retirement savings and sending it forward. And this bill would allow North Carolina to offer retirement to all of those people.
Now, my understanding is that this would set up this plan, the North Carolina Work and Save, where you could have the automatic withdrawals from your paycheck, but it would be administered through the state treasurer's office?
That is correct. It would be administered through them, and that way it's very portable. So that if you changed employment, you would be able to take it with you. And that's one of the important things about this. And while we don't think about just a small savings every paycheck, over 40 years or 30 years, that amounts to a lot of money.
And I was reading some statistics yesterday that the number of employees of businesses who don't have any kind of formal retirement plan or an option for a retirement plan, that's much more prevalent in the small towns and rural areas.
It definitely is. It is not common for a lot of our smaller businesses to have the opportunity to do that for their employees, and yet they know that their employees that are faithful really deserve a way to save for retirement.
Catherine, has this particular plan or something similar to this, has this been tried or set up in other states as well?
It has, and it's been very successful in other states. We have many stories that we can tell about people having those funds made available to them as they retire.
Now, I understand that within North Carolina, these two bills that have been introduced, House Bill 79 and Senate Bill 110, you've been able to get some support from both sides of the aisle.
Absolutely. You know, good business and taking care of our citizens is important for both sides. And this is one of those no-brainers that everybody's saying, yes, we should be doing this. We should make sure that people have a retirement plan.
And the way this is administered through the state treasurer's office, will this be similar to the way they administer the state's own pension plan?
Similar. There will be some differences in the way the plan's administered, but it will not look that different for the employee. It will be almost like having your taxes deducted every time you get a paycheck. So what we don't see, what never gets into our pocket, is easier to give up, and that's one of the real advantages to doing this.
Well, that certainly is. You're exactly right. If you don't see it, you don't miss it nearly as much. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You are quite welcome.